Perhaps it was because he was now so busy, what with Quidditch practice 3 evenings a week on top of all his homework, but Harry could hardly believe it when he realised that he'd already been at Hogwarts 2 months. The castle felt more like home than Privet Drive ever had. His lessons, too, were becoming more and more interesting now that they had mastered the basics. On Halloween morning, they woke to the delicious smell of baking pumpkin wafting through the corridors. Even better, Professor Flitwick announced in charms that he thought they were ready to start making objects fly, something they'd all been dying to try since they'd seen him make Neville's toad zoom around the classroom. Professor Flitwick put the class into pairs to practice. Harry's partner was Seamus Finnegan, which was a relief because Neville had been trying to catch his eye. Ron, however, was to be working with Hermione Granger. It was hard to tell whether Ron or Hermione was angrier about this. She hadn't spoken to either of them since the day Harry's broomstick had arrived.
"Now don't forget that nice wrist movement we've been practicing," squeaked Professor Flitwick, perched on top of his pile of books as usual. "Swish and flick, remember, swish and flick, and saying the magic words properly is very important too. Never forget Wizard Baruffio, who said S instead of F and found himself on the floor with a buffalo on his chest."
It was very difficult. Harry and Seamus swished and flicked, but the feather they were supposed to be sending skyward just lay on the desktop. Seamus got so impatient that he prodded it with his wand and set fire to it. Harry had to put it out with his hat. Ron at the next table wasn't having much more luck. "Wingardium Leviosa," he shouted, waving his long arms like a windmill. "You're saying it wrong," Harry heard Hermione snap. "It's Wingardium Leviosa. Make the gar nice and long." "You do it then if you're so clever," Ron snarled. Hermione rolled up the sleeves of her gown, flicked her wand and said, "Wingardium Leviosa." Their feather rose off the desk and hovered about 4 feet above their heads.
"Oh, well done," cried Professor Flitwick, clapping. "Everyone see here, Miss Granger's done it."
Ron was in a very bad mood by the end of the class. "It's no wonder no one can stand her," he said to Harry as they pushed their way into the crowded corridor. "She's a nightmare, honestly." Someone knocked into Harry as they hurried past him. It was Hermione. Harry caught a glimpse of her face and was startled to see that she was in tears. "I think she heard you." "So?" said Ron, but he looked a bit uncomfortable. "She must have noticed she's got no friends."